Oh, wait, wrong song.
Like, is this like a tribute to Bono?
That was for our special guest.
Oh. Thank you, buddy.
The Chatterbox.
The Chatterbox. Get over to the Chatterbox.
The Chatterbox.
The Chatterbox.
Ooh, Chatterbox.
Heyo.
Hello.
Hi.
Hola.
Hello.
Oh, whoa. What hey. Voice was that? What is it?
Thank you for calling Movie Phone.
I think we got the wrong number. We're looking for Mr. Scott.
Why don't you tell me the podcast you'd like to record? Hey, everybody.
Hey, we got Mr. Skypack here, Boston.
Hey, guys, it's Chris in Boston. I'm alive and well.
Alive
Yay!
And well. weird thing happens when you become a parent.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. I was just chatting with you guys before we started. It's like, you know, oh, no, nothing's going to change. Horse shit. Yeah, everything changes. But it's been – everything's been changes for the better. It's been kind of crazy, you know. Life is different, but life is good. And it's good to be back on the podcast waves.
Well, it's really nice to see the pictures that you post because they're really gorgeous, first of all.
Oh, thank you very much.
And she's such a happy-looking baby, like always with a big smile.
She, so you know what? I got to say, we lucked out. Like, she is such a good kid. It's ridiculous. You know, since 3 months old, she goes to bed and sleeps for 12 hours straight. It's phenomenal. Oh, yeah. and she – it's, you know what's crazy? Here's the new thing we've been doing, right? So been really focusing on getting her, you know, good food, like, you know, fresh organic food or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing a lot of cooking, lots and lots of cooking. And she eats all of my cooking, which is phenomenal.
Yeah, that's nice. She'll do that now. And then when she turns 2.5, she will eat one thing at a time for months.
Macaroni every day for a month.
Yeah, that's exactly what will happen.
I'm fine with it, you know, as long as she's getting the opportunity to taste all the good food now, and she's not. It's funny because now, like, we try and, like, you know, out of convenience if we're out or whatever, we, you know, try to give her a little jar of food, and she gets pissed. She's like, "Hell no, I want salmon and risotto."
No kidding, that's awesome. Yeah. Well, you know, it's a good foundation. Why not give it to your kids if you can?
Yeah, exactly. So it's been a lot of fun. Yeah, it's been kind of a crazy. Shit, she's 10 months. Sorry, I'm swearing. I'm not sure.
No, no.
Is that cool? All right.
Cool. Oh, yeah.
It's been a while. It's been a crazy 10 months, man. She's getting so big and has such a personality now, and it's so much fun. Having a blast.
What's her mobility level at? Is she going to start cruising around pretty quickly?
She is. She's cruising around pretty good now. Like, she loves to stand up. Awesome. That's like her big thing. So she'll stand up and, like, you know, prop herself up next to the couch or some of her little, you know, toys, like, you know, those little Fisher-Price stations where they can stand up and, like, bash the buttons and stuff. So she'll stand up and get around. But you know what's crazy? This is insane. This is what drives me fucking crazy about being a parent is that, you know, you're in a room and you'll say, okay, the room is about 90% childproof. Or I'll even go and say 98% childproof. With that 2% of that, you know, there's that pesky nail that's kind of like sticking up on the threshold, or there's that little corner of the room that has got like the wires or whatever. 98% of the fucking room is totally safe for the kid. But what do?
Oh, they find.
They hunt down and destroy that 2% like margin of like where that the shit that you don't want them to get into, they always go right for it. Drives me fucking crazy. But yeah, so she's getting around. I'm predicting she'll be walking around probably within the next month or two.
Put on your running shoes.
Yeah.
Oh, Christ, I know it.
Nice. Then the fun starts.
Of course.
You should wear a pedometer at all times. Just see. Just for as an experiment.
Yeah, exactly, right? I got my Nike fuel band. Maybe I'll wrap around her ankle or something.
Baby experiments.
So what's going on with you guys? It's been a while. Rob, I haven't talked to you since we did our Metro Buzz fantasy thing.
Oh, the fantasy draft.
Ooh. Yeah.
That was awesome.
That went well, huh? Who did you draft?
I completely forgot, like, before we finished recording.
Did someone win that?
I don't know. Is there was an announcement.
Was it, like, Did people keep track of it?
I have no idea. I mean, I think, I don't know. I mean, I know I picked Nashville, and that's doing pretty well.
That's still on, so you're doing well there. Sign. That's a plus.
I forgot what else I have. But
I like sold the farm for one. I think I forgot what show it was. I don't even know. I think I went all in. I put all my chips in one basket.
You have Arrow?
Oh, Arrow's strong. So
is it strong right now?
Strong. Yeah.
It's on my DVR. I haven't watched that since like the second episode because I think it sucks. But hey, whatever.
Well, it's because it's pretty soapy.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah.
Now, what are you going to do? I haven't watched. The last time I actually watched a television show live is it's been so long. Like, it's been so freaking long. Yeah. And I realize I'm paying so much money for cable, and I don't even fucking watch it. I watch it for sports. Like, right now, I got the background. I got the Bruins game on. They're on CBS. I don't need to pay for that. I can get that over the airwaves. I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
Yeah, it's hard, but it's hard to cut the cable. It's hard to convince yourself to do it. But, you know, get that stuff on the PBR. Or, sorry, DVR.
Oh, PBR, too. I mean, Pabst Blue Ribbon. I'll never say that.
Well, you just have no time to watch. You have no time to watch your stuff, you know.
No, not at all. I mean, and I'll be honest, like, the time that I have is, like, Chris time is, you know, past 9:30, 10 o'clock. And then by that time, I'm either, screw it. I'm going to go play Xbox.
Yep.
And then crash or... Yeah, I very rarely get into sit down and watch TV. Except lately, I've been starting to watch Workaholics, which is pretty funny. But the one kid I just want to smash in the face because he's trying to be Jack Black and it's just not working. And the other show, I've been trying to catch up. I know I'm like years behind on this, but I'm making it a point to catch up on Doctor Who.
Oh, okay. I am.
Cool. Yeah.
Are you enjoying it?
I got a huge crush on Rose. Like
me too. Oh, I love her, man.
I'm loving her to death. And it's so far so good. Yeah, it's totally wonky. And everyone's like, just keep watching. It gets better. Like,
where are you?
Well, the first season with Eccleston, I think, and Rose. So I think I just watched the episode in which the aliens came and they zippered themselves into people's skin and fart all the time. I got some catching up to do for sure, but I mean the show intrigues me. I get it; it has a huge cult following, and people love it. So it's doing something right, and I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to at least give it the first season or whatever season that is a shot, and then see how we go from there.
Yeah, I mean, plus it changes after the first season, so you might want to even just check out the second season.
Well, dude,
we've
got some Media Junkyard video casts and about, and you know, back somewhere stored in the vault there. I have better video production quality than some of these
episodes. Oh, God, yeah, that first season? Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
crap. It's bad. But, hey, you know, whatever.
But, you know, it's a good show. It's a good show. Like, now I watch it with Connor. So, like, it's a show you can watch with your kid. Like, obviously, you can't pop on Breaking Bad or, you know. Walking Dead or something, but you know, you can watch. Well, you know, he's into Doctor Who now, so it's like something you can watch together at least.
Well, hey man, I'm kind of making my own little outline here, so why don't I stop talking about TV and let you guys get to your show? So
we don't follow catch up anything on anyway.
This is what we do.
Oh, this is what we do.
Yeah, no, totally. It's I mean, we just keep going with TV.
It's nice to bullshit. That's why our shows are 2 hours long.
God no.
Sick.
So, Mike, does that mean the Power Rangers are out?
No, we are currently on a Power Ranger frenzy.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh. It's Power Ranger awful. And Doctor Who, though, right?
Well, the problem is, break. Yeah, I wouldn't mind that, but there's like 75 versions of the Power Rangers, and now we're going backwards through time to the older ones.
Oh, gosh.
So we're slowly ticking backwards, and they get worse and worse as you go.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You get to watch the days of that dude who's now like he's a undefeated, you know,
yeah,
UFC. Like
the one guy's was he? He was in one of the early ones. Yeah,
it's crazy.
Which guy's UFC?
Oh, what the hell was his name?
Not the yellow guy.
He might have been like, was he the Gold Ranger or something?
Dude, can we talk about how fucking racist that show was?
Oh my god, totally. Yes.
Like, Jesus Christ, I never realized it back in the day when I was a kid. Because for the record, I never watched it when I was a kid. Because I was kind of like I was the in-between. Like Power Rangers, the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers came out, I think, probably when I was in my early to mid-teens. So it was I was a little too old for it. But I'm looking back at like the Yellow Ranger. So the Yellow Ranger is Asian, right? The Brown Ranger, is he black?
Well, no, the Black Ranger was black.
Black Ranger is black.
Okay, black Ranger is black. Yeah. Like, it just goes on, man. Like, there's some, it's some really bad correlations. But
yellow is Asian, red is Hispanic.
Yep.
Well, I do have to say the new one, they switched that up at least.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
The yellow is
the blonde
girl.
They could just say they were
trying
to be multicultural, not racist.
They were, but they made the it was just so it was bizarre.
That's fine, but you don't have to tie it into having like, no. You can have, like, you know, make black dude be like blue, right?
You are Mexican. You can only wear red.
Come on,
and he had a sombrero.
Anyway, so your kids getting into watching the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers? Is it a badass show or is it kind of
the new one's not? I mean, as far as kid shows go, it's not terrible. The new one.
Right. Not like the worst thing in the world.
Yeah. I mean, but he's been in, he was in the Spider-Man for a while. He was actually watching the 60s cartoon for a while.
You said that was pretty racist, too.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Holy shit. There was some crazy stuff in that. But it was at least entertaining. Not the racist stuff, obviously. That's not what I'm saying. But then he kind of went through the Spider-Man incarnations. Yeah, that racist stuff. That was great. And then the...
He's got a servant.
No. You know what happened? It was a J. Jonah Jameson was sitting in his office, and his secretary was talking to him. And in the window behind him pops up a native that you would have seen in a Tarzan movie from the 30s.
Oh boy!
And the woman's like, she's speechless. She's like, "There's a monster in the window." Yeah. I'm like, "What?" What the fuck? Like, 1965 or whenever the hell that show was on.
Those were the days.
Yeah, but he's gone through different stuff. Scooby-Doo, Transformers. It just, they get stuck on one thing, and then you're stuck watching one thing over and over and over and over.
Oh, yeah. See, I'm holding out as long as I possibly can. And my daughter is 10 months old, and she's not watched television.
Oh, there you go.
Except when dad's watching sports. That's about it.
Yeah, that's how he didn't really pick it up till later, probably after he was one. But yeah. then we just got stuck on shit. Oh my God, The Wiggles was the worst, I think.
Mm.
Oh gosh,
that was a rough phase. Goes in waves.
Teletubbies.
No, you know what? He never watched any of that, so I was like, I was okay with that. I didn't have to see that kind of crap.
That's good.
At least the Wiggles, they actually sing songs and shit.
You liked it, really. I mean, it's no Liquid Dream, I know, but...
Well, one of the dancers was hot, so that wasn't bad. I mean, you got to pick what you can out of these shows, you know?
Okay, I was laughing today because I was looking at a picture of all of us in our room this weekend, and on the TV was... God, I just had his name in my head. Matchbox 20.
Rob Thomas.
Rob Thomas. Rob Thomas going on in the background. I was like, Michael David.
That's Sexy Coach Hill's favorite singer.
I know. Should I tag him in the picture?
Yes.
He'd be like, why am I tagged in this picture? We love you, Coach Hill. Okay, what we're excited about. We're excited. I went to Vegas with everybody this weekend who came to Vegas. There was 8 of us. We had fun.
Well, I heard some guy with a fake mustache in a USA Today showed up.
There was this odd pervert hiding behind a newspaper with a mustache while we were standing there. Nobody knows who he is. He followed us around all weekend, I swear to God.
That was the other pervert that used to do a show.
Yeah. So Kulk showed up, and I knew he was coming, and Jim knew he was coming, but nobody else knew he was coming, so it was a lovely surprise for everybody.
What were their reactions?
Well, we were sitting there, all of us waiting. I don't know if you saw the picture, and we're all facing the door, and Illyrio came in through the other door and found Chris before we could.
Stinky
party.
That's such a cool thing to do. I love it. I'm not going to go, but I'm going to show up and surprise everybody.
Isn't that how he goes everywhere?
Yeah, he does. He loves it. He's got that flair for the drama. Shit, I knew he was going to Vegas.
Yeah, I knew too.
Oh, so I love Miss Kulky.
Yeah. We got to hang around the pool on Saturday, and 4 of them went gambling and such, and 4 of us went and laid around by the pool, so we had a very nice time. It was about 17 degrees, so I don't know what that would be, Fahrenheit. probably. I don't
very
know.
Comfortable.
Lady, so late 17 degrees Celsius?
Yes.
It's like in the 60s, I think.
So that's like a warm spring day here. Where I
don't
am.
Get you fucking Canadians and your centigrade.
Zero is crazy. Zero is frozen. 100 is boiling.
Yeah, but there's, it's not accurate enough.
It's nowhere near. Like, the difference between 35 degrees and 38 degrees to us isn't a huge difference, right? But the difference between 35 degrees and 38 degrees is like four layers of clothing for you.
Okay, 38 degrees would be ridiculously hot. 34 degrees would probably also, or 35 would be also hotter than I want it.
Well, yeah, well,
definitely.
Right. It's different between being naked and maybe wearing a wife beater.
No. Oh, yeah, maybe. Yes. Definitely. That's accurate. Yeah, that's accurate. It's wife beater to naked. That's exactly right. That'd be the temperature difference. But, yeah, so we hung. We had fun. I put a dollar in the machine at Luxor and got as high as, I think, $63. Nice. And I could not lose. It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed that part of gambling. You think I would have put more money down than pennies? Not that smart. So that was fun. And we went to Fremont Street and we boogie woogied and had lots of fun. And we misbehaved ourselves on the double decker bus, which was hilariously, more hilarious when you're drunk, called the Deuce.
Guys, no. All rode the Deuce.
So here's the thing, though. Is anybody who's experienced, you know, Vegas or a casino of any sort, we don't care about people winning money. We want to hear about people who lost, like, copious amounts of currency. Like, who was the big loser of the weekend?
Honestly, I didn't go to the casino any other time than then, and I don't know if anyone was playing large amounts of money, and if they lost it, they certainly didn't announce it to the group.
Yeah, Colt lost his 401k, you know it.
Did he? No, he was, when they went to the casino, Colt came to the pool, and we did more shopping and laying around than gambling. We're boring, I guess. There was Christine and Chris and Dave and I didn't really spend any time particularly at the casino. We shopped and stuff.
Because, you know, it's funny. I was still in the Facebook group for the Vegas Baby Facebook group, which I was, I don't know why I didn't leave, because it just drove me nuts because I wasn't going.
Sorry.
But
next year.
No, not your fault. But at one point, I did see Jim Watari post that he was planning a big night of bingo.
Well, here's the thing. This is how much I know. He said strip bingo, and I thought either we were taking our clothes off or we were supposed to be going from property to property doing things like, you know, B49, well, you go to the Paris and you have a drink at such and such. So I didn't know what it was, but apparently it's just bingo.
No, it was like ink blotters and blue hair bingo, was it not?
We didn't end up going. We blew a lot of stuff off, actually, but we had a lot of fun. We had a real lot of fun, actually. And like I said, especially when I went to Fremont Street, I have not seen Dave like a 20-year-old, I think.
That's awesome.
So it was great. Just had so much fun. We had a lot of fun. And I think we're planning on New Orleans next year for Christine's birthday. Oh. So.
Yeah, Fremont's way nicer than it used to be.
Oh, yeah. So much fun. They have three different stages, and all of the stages have really good bands playing on them, but they're all playing different genres of 80s music. So it's like right up my party alley. I wanted to break out my white sneakers and my black jeans.
Nice.
And the Aquanet.
Yeah, exactly. My bitch bag and my black leather jacket. I couldn't wait. It was fabulous. We were dancing around and hooting and hollering and acting like a we were the rowdy kids on the back of the bus.
You guys had a hootenanny.
We did. We had a damn right hootenanny. We literally were the bad kids on the back of the bus. Nice. Singing and drinking. And it was great. Yep.
So I got to go on this next trip. Yep. And I want to show you guys what it looks like to lose money. I can't picture going to Vegas and not just like gambling my face off the entire time, which is probably why I have not gone in 9 years.
Yeah, I like
but
playing
honestly,
when
Dave
I'm there.
And I go to we go to eat. We don't even stay in a hotel that has a casino in it. Where we stayed this time, Vidara doesn't. It's a non-smoking, non-gaming hotel.
That's a smart move.
Oh, it is,
well, you don't have
so
all the crowds,
easy.
And you don't have to, you know, navigate through the casino to get to and from your room. It's just a hotel. summer's like,
it's nice. I mean, there's plenty of great food and stuff to do there besides the
camp.
So there's plenty of hiking.
Yeah. plenty of hookers to kill.
Last time I went, we actually went to, we went and took a tour of the Hoover Dam.
Cool.
That was pretty badass.
Yeah.
The whole
thing. I felt like I was in Superman 3. Yeah. I remember that one.
Yeah. I took it pre 9/11, and I've taken it since then. And yeah, you used to be able to go, like, I don't know, I think they changed it a little bit, but yeah, you used to be able to go all the way down the bottom. And they take you outside and all. And then they changed it up some. I missed out. Yeah, they definitely changed it up. Because I've taken it both, you know, before and after. And it's they would take you all the way down by the damn river. And you're looking straight up, you know, and it was crazy.
But that was by the dam or by the river?
Well, no, the river coming out of the dam. The damn river.
My humor's lost on you. Oh. The damn river. Vegas. Jesus, Mike.
I haven't been to Vegas since last year. That's a long time.
Well, yeah, you should go again soon.
I should.
I'm going through Vegas remorse right now. I want to go back, like, right now.
Oh, yeah, dude. Didn't we record a show with you while you were there?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was actually the day
that was
back.
A fucking mess.
That was a mess. That was a disaster. I was hiking all day.
Oh, another fun thing. Oh, no. Oh, go ahead, Mike.
No, I was hiking all day, didn't eat, and then brought beer back to the room and started drinking.
That'd be a dangerous combination.
After literally climbing a mountain.
That's awesome.
And all that digging.
And all the graves I had to dig, obviously. That was the last time I was in Vegas. We used to go like twice a year, which is weird. I used to go to Vegas more than I go to Atlantic City, and I work like 10 minutes from Atlantic City.
Wow. Is there any comparison between the two?
God, no.
No.
Well, yeah, you know
another fun thing we did is we went to the Wicked Spoon Buffet at the Cosmopolitan, and Illyrio, Christine, Chris, and Dave did blind taste tests.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, after we were all finished eating, someone would go and find something on the buffet, and you could just do a piece of the thing or the whole thing, and you'd feed it to the other person who was blindfolded, and they had to guess what they were eating.
Oh, wait. Didn't you guys go to the Heart Attack Grill?
We did. Oh, not a nice experience. Any meal that starts with me putting on a hospital gown, which, as you can imagine, for me is fucking traumatizing enough. Anytime I have to do that and then eat food, it's not going to be a thing that makes me happy. So, and they paddle your ass if you don't finish your food. I'm like, this is not my kind of environment, like, at all. This is just not. But the boys liked it.
I think somebody actually ended up having a heart attack there once.
Two people have now had heart attacks there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's only been open for like 2 years.
The burgers are called cardiac arrests. Yeah.
So, like, does the burger consist of? Is it like...
Well, it's just a burger, cheese, and strips of bacon.
Oh, see, that sounds delicious. Now, out here, we have the Big E, which is the Big Eastern States Exposition. So there's this huge fair out in the near Springfield, Massachusetts, where all like the different states of New England are represented there, right? So each state has like, you know, their own whatever their commerce is. Like, for instance, Maine has like many booths set up for like maple syrup or maple sugar candy, that type of thing. And I forgot what state it was, but one of the states, maybe Massachusetts, we're a bunch of fat bastards here, but they had like the crazy burger, which was everything you had just said, but instead of buns, they use glazed donuts.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. Yes.
Holy smokes. You want to talk about a heart attack? That is a heart attack just waiting to happen.
I wonder how that would taste, though, because you'd have the sweet.
Fucking awesome, dude. They don't even have to think about that. Why would you think twice? It's two glazed donuts with burgers and bacon and cheese. Are you shitting me? That's like the best thing since sliced bread, literally. No pun intended.
Or the best thing since, what's the KFC? The double down.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
There's a place in Philly that does the glazed donut burger with chocolate covered bacon.
Yeah, of course they do. Of course. That's phenomenal.
They also make a taco where the shell is made of bacon.
Ooh, I'd like that.
They only make
Coincidentally, the same company also makes insulin.
Yes.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, Chris, you know that t-shirt that you posted on Facebook, exercise, and at the end it was exercise with bacon?
Yeah.
I ordered it for Dave last week. Yeah. Nice. He's like, I want that shirt.
That's awesome.
They should give you a kickback.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. So, well, you know, I should get like a little the Amazon Marketplace link or something like that.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I cooked with bacon tonight. It was phenomenal. Bacon makes everything good. I had Brussels sprouts that were cooked in bacon fat. It was phenomenal.
Yes. Yeah, those are yummy. Little chili flakes on top and some sliced up bacon in there, like nice and fried. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It's the only way to eat them. Oh, and then finish them with a little bit of lemon juice.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Brightens it up. So fake cancer-riddled girlfriends. do we want to talk about this or have we talked about this? Do we?
Well, a funny thing happened this week. I guess we all saw in the news that a player from Notre Dame, Mante Teo, may have made up or somebody hoaxed him or whatever. He's a liar, so who knows what the truth is.
Tell us how you really
Let's go. The guy's obviously either a compulsive liar or the dumbest fucker ever to fucking walk the planet. All right. So he killed off his fake girlfriend with cancer. I think some of us may know something about that.
I just can't imagine anyone ever doing that.
I've never heard of anything like this.
Holy shit. He totally mantioed his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
This guy isn't even original. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I know. They're just, yeah.
Wow. This is like a rerun.
No kidding.
Dude, I never even thought about that.
That was the first thing I thought of. I was like, holy shit, this is the same story.
You know what, dude? You mentioned it earlier. I thought you actually meant the movie Catfish.
No. Our own personal Catfish.
When I first saw it on Deadspin, I'm like, you got to be fucking kidding me. This cannot be real. I'm like, if this name pops up in this story, I'm going to be like, get the hell out of here.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Don't say another word to me. I'm walking away from you right now. That would be what.
It was like deja vu for some reason. Anyway. Yeah. So that was the big story this week. That and Lance Armstrong.
Wait, hold on. I'm seeing a relevant tweet. Zach Braff just tweeted, just found out my girlfriend wasn't real. So pissed.
Nice.
So I guess the truth as it's stated right now in the news is that what's being claimed is that the guy had no idea and he was being hoaxed by somebody from his family. That's actually how the story is, the presented truth as it is right now. But right. And people are saying, how could you ever even think that? I mean, I know of people who have literally engulfed themselves in an online relationship, right? Like, for instance, like folks who play WoW, right?
Oh,
so
yeah.
That is a huge, like, you know, and I know of somebody specifically, very specifically, that was in full belief that he was dating a chick from Colorado whose picture that he had of her easily could have been like in Penthouse. Like,
well, they always are, though, right? They're always way too good to be true.
But here's the crazy thing is that he never thought twice about it. Mm. And I don't know if there's like some psychological thing that goes on there. You get so engrossed with like a relationship from texting and IMing and even talking on the phone, the whole nine yards, whatever. But you know, we all know that dude was either talking to, you know, some crazy lady or some dude that we, you know, like crazy shit. So like people believe that. Now, that being said, this fucking guy knew it from the beginning. You know he did. Like, like he was like a pretty good college football star. I'm sorry. Like a college football star at Notre Dame. I think he was Mormon. I don't care if you're Mormon. Like, if you are a college football star for the Notre Dame Fighting Irish and you can't get laid,
oh Christ, yeah,
something's wrong. Yeah. Right?
They go right across the street to St. Mary's.
Dude, he doesn't have to go across the street.
Well, no, that's
the door and say, "Who wants to bang?" There's gonna be seven chicks.
That's the girls' college across the street.
Oh, all right. Yeah. But the thing is, I'm a firm believer in the fact that this guy was just so twisted. Like he's just a compulsive liar. He was somebody that wanted to gain notoriety, and he wrote it out through an entire season. Dude, it was a huge like outcrying of support for Notre Dame football was because of his girlfriend passing away. Because not only did his girlfriend passed away, like just months previous, his grandmother passed away too.
No, not months previous. the day before.
Oh, shit, the day before. Okay. Yes! So, like, it was just this whole thing, this outcrying of support, media coverage, fan base coverage. People just glommed onto this unbelievable story of this dude who is just overcoming adversity and becoming the college football star that he always wanted to be, even though he's, you know, in the shadows of all this tragedy, right? And it worked. Like, he was just put into the spotlight, giving himself national coverage. He's ranked to be a potential top 10 draft, like, the whole nine. So I can see the end game where it happened, but it totally backfired on him. And just showing how much of a crazy loon this dude is.
Well, and especially since the only way he's talked about it is with the one interview on ESPN where he didn't allow cameras, and the other interview with Katie Couric, who happens to be repped by the people who are repping him now. So, you know, so, I mean, come on.
It's slant.
It's just not good. Doesn't look good.
It's crazy. Hey, well, at least we got a new internet meme, though, you know?
True. It feels like an old one for some reason.
Or ripped off one, as they look at it.
It's like, damn.
Wonder where he got that idea.
I can't imagine.
That's his gamer score. It's wicked awesome, though.
But I heard people saying, like, oh, how could he be fooled? He goes to Notre Dame. He's smart. You know, I'm like, give me a fucking break. What does that have to do with it? Number one, his SAT scores doesn't mean he has any kind of common sense whatsoever.
Yeah. It's probably not there for a smart.
Yeah. But obviously, he's just a compulsive liar. I mean, that's I'm kind of on board with that one. At first, I thought he was gay and hiding it.
Yeah, that's another possibility.
I still think that's a possibility with the whole Mormon and going to Notre Dame angle, but you know,
yeah,
that's a possibility.
Well, that's sad that in this day and age that, you know, people would still, I mean, I get it that he's a football player and all that shit, but you know,
well,
aren't we past that yet?
Yeah, well, no, you know, his dad's pretty crazy too. Like, they called out the, I don't know, some newspaper in Hawaii for like posting a picture of him getting run over in the national championship game.
Oh,
yeah. Jesus. Because they're all about image, you know. Well, they're trying to sell them, trying to get, you know. So yeah. He's got a pretty crazy family, to say the least. since we have Chris here, I figured I would get a little more sports in, too.
Was that sports?
No. I figured I would get the next thing in, a little bit of sports. Wes Welker's wife, I love her.
Oh, she's so hot.
And I love what she said.
Yeah, so my mic just cut out. I don't know if you can hear me or not.
I can hear you now, yeah.
Okay. First of all, Wes Welker's wife is a complete smoke show. So I was at the game the other night, and it was heart-wrenching to knowing the result of that game. But coming home to read what Wes Welker's wife said about Ray Lewis put a little bit of a smile on my face. I don't know for those who don't know the Ray Lewis's background, he's not the world's most he's not the best, the most biggest role model for anybody, no. I should say, out there. There's a longstanding history of domestic violence and apparently, allegedly, a double homicide.
Well, there was a double homicide. We just don't know his complete involvement since he obstructed justice and threw out his bloody suit.
Yeah. So, the dude fucking killed people. So, go ahead. Read Anna Burns' tweet.
Oh, yeah. Let me pull that up. Sorry about that. It was brilliant. Here it is. Proud of my husband and the Pats. By the way, if anyone is bored, please go to Ray Lewis's Wikipedia page. 6 kids, 4 wives, acquitted for murder, paid a family off. Yay. What a Hall of Fame player. A true role model. Yeah, that was I appreciate Ray Lewis as a player. The whole shtick gets a little old after a while, especially now that he's even playing it up more for his step up to ESPN next year.
Fuck him.
To replace Herm Edwards as the most annoying person on ESPN, but you know, yeah, never took responsibility or anything, you know, and then everybody just wants to lay him out there like, oh yeah, you know, because he's praised on the field, he's like some great guy or something.
No, and he always cries. He's a fucking crybaby. Like, he cried during the national anthem.
Oh,
jeez. Come on, dude. Like, really?
Well, I remember, oh, what was it? God, a couple of years. It was when T.O. was on the Eagles. He got all bent out of shape because T.O. did his dance in the end zone. Which was maybe the only time I ever loved T.O. in my life, but. And Rob and Mikhail have no idea what we're talking about.
What? Is this where they kick the ball in the hoop?
No, but yeah, I mean,
is that what we're talking about?
As far as the game goes, I actually am not one of those people who hate the Patriots because they are successful. I don't get that, but yeah, so I was actually rooting for them a bit.
Thanks, man.
Because I appreciate Brady and I appreciate Belichick. You know, they're excellence. You should appreciate excellence.
I don't even want to talk about them.
And non-murderers. Yeah, dude, I thought that
was a rough night.
Oh, my God. Being there must have been not fun.
It was so cold.
At least it wasn't like today.
Oh, my God, no. Yeah, it was a rough game. It was just an abysmal game to watch. And luckily, I was kind of, I don't really, you know, have a full recollection of the fourth quarter. Yeah, it was a rough game to watch for sure. And hell, it's making me lose a lot of faith in what they've got going on because this is just ridiculous.
Well, you know what? I don't think their receivers are good enough for the playoffs.
Yeah,
I think they're good enough for the regular season and just not good. They don't have any big quality receivers who can just out physical people in the playoffs.
And at the same time, we had half of our team is injured too.
Yeah, I mean, well, you got Gronkowski down. Yeah.
You know, Chandler's out, Gronkowski's out. It was rough. It was a rough go at it. But you always say wait till next year. But it's like, and the thing that drives me nuts is that people still, and I'm not going to get into this other than just hating on it for a couple seconds, people still bring up the whole Spygate thing.
Oh, God, I know.
And like, I just shut the fuck up when it comes to Spygate. If you're going to stand here and talk about Spygate, you absolutely have no idea what you're talking about when it comes to the game of football whatsoever. So take your Spygate argument and shove it up your ass, and the Patriots will return to excellence one of these years. I promise you. That's it for football.
Yeah, I guess that's enough sports for me. I got my sports
going. We now return you to your regularly scheduled
and now Rob McKella can join the show.
Fucking Patriots, man.
Okay, well, you got a decision to make here, Mike, because... Oh, it's not for here.
What?
We got a new theme song from Tim for the tech segment.
Oh, great. I got to pull up the emails. All right, you go do your movies.
I'll talk about movies. Okay, I just have two. Fright Night, which we... which I watched. I enjoyed it. I thought it was very cute and enjoyed it. Well, cute, and that's not really cute. That's the wrong word. I thought it was kind of scary in parts, and it had Chekhov in it, which was kind of nice. And it had Colin Farrell, who was very appropriately scary, and David Tennant, who was very appropriately funny. check it out. I would check it out. I'd give that one 3 glasses of wine. And Trouble with the Curve. I watched this on the plane coming back from Las Vegas, in case I haven't mentioned. I was recently in Las Vegas on the weekend. I'm very still happy about it. This was good. I enjoyed this movie. I tried not to think about the gentleman's political beliefs who was in it, or the fact that he talked to chairs, because that would make me giggle. And I would give Trouble with the Curve. It was a sweet story. It was a nice, sweet story. And it ended, the end, they wrapped it up a little bit too quickly for me, the way it came to the end of the story. Like, they focused on something and then they didn't touch it for a really long time. And then they kind of seemed to rush that end of it. But maybe, I don't know. Skypack can probably talk.
I saw Trouble with the Curve too, and I am not being nearly as kind to that movie as you were. Okay. The only good thing about that movie was Justin Timberlake. I mean, hello, it's JT. but the acting was so subpar. The story sucked. There's just this weird, twisted, like inner like struggle of one of the characters that they just like laid on you so out of the blue about some of the really traumatic experience that happened, and you're just
I think that's how it kind of happens, though. You know,
but it was so fucking weird. Like, it's especially like, that has nothing to do with the rest of the movie. I was sitting there, I'm scratching my head. My wife and I watched that movie together. I thought it'd be cute. I thought she'd like it. She loves baseball. I love baseball. It's just kind of a nice father-daughter type of movie. Yeah. And I was like, but where the hell is this movie going? It was almost as if it tried to be Moneyball, but romantic, and just fell through the cracks for me.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't fantastic, but it was, I don't know, it was good for a plane movie. Can I give it that?
All right, fair enough.
Okay.
If you're trapped in a confined space with nothing else to do but watch this movie, I agree with you, it's acceptable.
Okay, I'm going to give it 6 glasses of wine.
Ooh, wow. Yeah,
okay, fair enough.
Yeah, you know my rating system, right? The higher the number, the worse the movie, because okay, I have to drink more wine to get through it.
So you get to drink more than a bottle of wine to get through this flick.
Yeah. Well, no, then that's a bottle. I don't know. Well, I guess there's not.
Oh, yeah. How many glasses in a bottle?
You should, there's like 3.5, 4 for my bottle.
Well, no, but not a real bottle. The Gala keg size. The liter and a half. You, the way real girls drink wine. Not really.
Like, stutter home.
By the Gala keg. Sometimes we need the box of wine to get through movies.
Hey, I have a funny movie that I saw recently that flew under the radar for me, and I'm assuming for many others. If you like hockey and you like comedy, like slapshot type of comedy, like literally the slapshot comedy or slapstick comedy, Goon, if you guys haven't seen it yet, I think it's on Netflix. Check it out. It's fucking hysterical. It's got Stifler, and he plays a character of a guy who's brought up into the AHL and NHL to be literally the goon, the fighter. It is hysterical. Some of the best one-liners and the most inappropriate language of any movie I've ever watched in my entire life. It's good for a chuckle, and you only need a beer for that one.
Okay. I'll check that out because it is on pay-per-view here as well.
There you go.
And he's in one of my favorite movies. The Rundown is one of my favorite movies of all time. Like, that's one I'll put in on a Saturday and watch it over and over again.
Nice.
With him and The Rock. Have you seen that?
I have not. I've seen, like, parts of it. It's also got Christopher Walken in it too, right?
Yeah.
I've seen parts of that.
Yeah. It's a great movie. I really like that one. Also has lots of inappropriate language and things and cool fighting, so I like that one.
Nice.
Okay. Anyone else see any movies?
No, you know what? Well, actually, I did see Paranorman. It was okay.
Was it okay?
Mm. Yeah, it was pretty good.
That's not a very resounding.
It's, no, I mean, it was good. It was visually, I thought it was excellent because it's actually stop motion animation. For those who don't know, so it was actually pretty cool. And the heads, the different heads, were actually printed from a 3D printer. So that's a little fun fact.
That's interesting. Cool.
Huh. Yeah, so it's kind of visually very astonishing.
Whose movie is it? Is it Tim Burton?
No, it's not. It's I don't remember.
I forget. Tim Burton was the Frankenweenie one.
Yeah,
they kind of came out around the same time, right?
Yeah, and that I heard was not so good.
Yeah, it didn't. I don't know. I'm not a huge Burton fan.
Yeah, I mean, he's kind of, I mean, I used to be. He hasn't really done that much lately, I guess.
So I've actually, in the past month or so, I've actually seen quite a bit of movies. And I've posted about this on the Facebook page for the Media Junkyard in the past. But have you guys heard about or even looked into MoviePass?
Yeah, actually, I got an invite for it, but I decided not to do it. How is it?
Dude, it's awesome. It is as advertised. And for those who don't know, you pay... depending on your market, like for instance, in California, where my buddy lives in San Diego, I think he pays $29.99 a month. In Boston market, it costs $34.99 a month. Okay. But essentially what it is that you pay this fee. They mail you a Discover card, right, with a MoviePass Discover card. So you partner it up with your iPhone. So when you're at the theater, it is geolocated based, so you have to be physically there to do this. You're at the movie theater. What you do is you check into a movie that you want to see, and MoviePass just takes the card and loads that amount of cash on there. So you just swipe the card at the kiosk like nothing ever happened, and you pay for your movie. So instead of paying for the movies at the theater, you prepay $35 a month, and you can see an unlimited amount of movies as you wish.
Oh, cool.
At the theater. So it's a really cool service. And I my first month, I went and saw like three or four movies. So I pretty much made my money back in the first month. My second month, I've been a little lax. And of course, you know, being a dad and all, you know, I don't really have a whole lot of time. And I might actually, you know, tailor it back or stop using it once I get a little too busy. But for those folks who intend on or potentially could be the type of folks who are going to see three movies a month in the theater, it's totally worth it. And it's so cool to do. Like, just knowing that, hey, like, and the cool thing is like the movie theaters does not lose out. You know, the production companies don't lose out either, because as far as the movie theater is concerned, they're getting paid for the movie, right? They're getting paid via Discover for it. And it's just this company that's taking all the money from all their subscribers and banking on the fact that they're going to have the majority of their people not go to a movie three or four times a month, you know? But all in all, phenomenal service. I love it. I think it's a lot of fun.
Cool. Nice. Is there like a price limit on what movies you can?
You can see any movie, any 2D movie. So it doesn't work on 3D. Okay. You have to pay the surcharge extra for 2D or I'm sorry, 3D, or if you're in like an IMAX or whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
But the one downfall that I've seen is it only works in theaters that accept Discover.
Oh.
So that does eliminate one of the biggest movie theaters around here which is the Showcase Cinemas, which is a big movie chain in the Boston area. So, but I know it works for Regal, it works for AMC, and those are the two other ones that are in this area too.
Not in my region. I just
know. Oh, it's not in Canada.
No movie pass in Canada, and they say it says when will it come to Canada? It doesn't look as though it will. It says.
Oh, Canada.
We never get anything good here except for healthcare.
Hey, well, that's important.
Yeah, I think it's a vital thing, too. But if anybody's interested, let me know, and I'll send you an invite. And I actually benefit from it, and you will, too.
Oh, cool.
So.
Yeah, if you go to movies, it's definitely, if you go to a few movies a month, it's definitely worth it.
That's awesome. It's always nice to save a buck.
Oh yeah. So I did get Michaela, the thing you put in the email you sent ended up in the spam folder.
Hey, can you like friend me or tick me or allow me or something?
I don't know why, but you ended up in the
keep
spam
ending
folder.
Up in the junk mail.
Put her in your address book. Put her in your
I will. No, go. But it ended up in the spam folder of our email account.
It's funny.
The chatterbox thinks I'm spam. What does that mean?
Oh, here's. Oh, whoa, what's that? What?
Oh, it's time for tech. Glug, glug, glug.
Thank you, Tim.
Have never changed.
It's the same. Well, and plus we've got you. This. So I'm so thrilled to be talking.
Do my absolute best not to bust your chops in the next 15 minutes.
Tell us all the things we missed at CES, Rob.
You know what? A whole bunch of nothing.
Really?
You know what? Wow. I'm so like, no. Honestly, I'm not impressed this year. Like. They were all about pushing the ultra high def televisions, right? So like just when now everyone has HD, nope, that's not good enough. Now you need an ultra HD TV. So I mean,
those don't seem like they're going to be viable for a while, though.
No, I mean, first of all, there's absolutely no content for it. Right?
Yeah, that's problem number one.
Yeah, I mean, you either
laser discs.
I mean,
laser discs.
I remember those. It's like you need either a new disc format or like a new, you know, digital format. I mean, it's just like, and they're supposed to be like, last year they were also at CES, but this year they're like, oh, now they're like more consumer friendly price, but they're still really expensive and they're still kind of pointless right now. So it's nuts. I don't know. So who cares about that? There's some hubbub about, there's a gaming tablet called the Edge. All right.
I think I saw that. I think it was on, Adam Sessler was doing an interview for that thing. It's like a black tablet that has more more peripheral accessories that you can buy than anything I've ever seen before in my entire life. Like,
then what's the point of it being a tablet?
That's my thing. Just buy a freaking console, dude. Granted, it looked pretty badass. Like the technical specifications of this thing were like no joke.
Yeah,
right?
Totally.
Built to play games, but if you wanted to do anything normal, you had to like clip it onto this and then attach this and then through this and then do this. And it's like, no.
Reinventing the wheel backwards.
Can it work? Like, you know, just can you just get it and have it work? You know, I mean, there's also NVIDIA came out with a little game, portable game console, which is basically a little controller with like this flip out screen. That's got like all, you know, this hardware in it, and I guess it's running Android, so I guess it runs all the you know, mobile games and stuff. And there was, believe it or not, a virtual reality headset that apparently people called the Oculus Rift that people are kind of going crazy over.
Was that the 1997 CES?
I know, right? Yes. I mean,
like the lawnmower man all over it.
Max Headroom pops in while you're in there.
Frank Lapidus just shows up out of nowhere.
I mean, where's like, you know, here's what I'm excited about in tech. Like, where's like more about like wireless charging and wireless power? Like, this is starting to creep up, but like that's really exciting to me. Things that actually are useful. There is that's kind of neat. ViewSonic is coming out with a 24-inch monitor. It's got touch on it, but it's also got it runs Android within the monitor, so you can actually flip back and forth between like whatever, like you obviously hook up a computer to it and it's displays like normal, but you can flip to Android if you want. It's a neat idea. Some phones, I mean, it's just really nothing that like really like wowed me or was like, wow, I'm excited about this, you know.
It's nothing just, that wowed you, but yet it still deserves an entire segment.
Well, I wanted to talk about it because I mean, it's a big event. It's a big event.
What I'm actually hearing you saying is that nobody has still invented the microwave to go in the glove box of my car.
Yeah, where's the portable microwave in the glove
where box? The hell?
Where, you know?
Shit, right.
But I do want to bring up. Well, they also announced. There's a company called Fitbit, and they make like those. So, Boss, you remember like the Jawbone Up that you used to have? So, obviously, like there's a lot more of those kinds of things now. Fitbit being one of the popular ones. So, they're coming out with like a wristband later in the spring. But I actually picked up recently the Fitbit One, which is like one you just clip on. And I'm loving this thing because it tracks all of your activity, tracks your sleeping. You can, you know, it's got a really nice website where you can track, you know, weight and food and stuff. I think, Boston, you mentioned you had the Nike Fuel Band.
Yeah, I've got the Nike Fuel Band. Of all those bands of like actually doing anything, I found the Nike Fuel Band to actually, you know, be the most useful for me. It doesn't do the, you know, the diet tracking. It doesn't do sleep monitoring or anything like that. But what it does do is just it monitors what you're doing throughout the day. But not only does it do that, it checks you like your it's a pedometer, so it counts your steps. But there's a cool thing called Nike Fuel for anybody who's got like any of the Nike products, like the Nike the sneaker thing or the GPS watch. Essentially what happens is like Nike's got this conversion formula. I don't know what the hell it is. So depending on your height, your weight, and your age, and how much activity you're doing, one of the cool things that the Fuel Band does is it actually can gauge how rigorous your activity is doing. You're doing it because it has like, I believe it has an O2 sensor on it too, so it can kind of tell the movement. But what it does is it gives you your Nike Fuel points, and it does give you, you know, incentives of like these little cool animations and stuff within the app when you sync it to if you hit your goals, so forth and so on. So I set myself a daily goal of X amount of fuel points. I try to hit it every day just by being active, right? But what the cool thing is when you have it connected to Facebook. So if you log into Facebook, everybody else who has one and logs theirs into Facebook, you can track on your friends list. So I can know that the fat bastard who I work with has 1,000 more fuel points than I do. I might not just sit down. I might get up and go do something. Just, you know, I don't have to be, you know. So for that alone, and I've actually have gone to the gym solely because I wanted to hit my goal. All right. So those are two tangible results that I saw that were like, huh, all right, well, maybe this is worth something to me because it actually made me do something. Yeah. All the other things are all just, for me, just technology. Like the upbracelet was a huge, like the biggest fail on the face of the planet. You know, yeah. Everyone was attracted to it. Oh my God, it can do this. It can count your sleep patterns. It can wake you up, this, that, and the other thing, but it never really worked well.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
This is pretty cool. I mean, I dig it. And at the very least, it's a pretty cool watch. It's an LED watch.
All right, that's cool. That's cool. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I love the Fitbit, so I definitely recommend that to anyone looking for something like that. And it's got like a few friends of mine have it, so they have like there's a 70 step total, so you can see who's in the lead as far as who has more steps. So it's kind of fun that way too. Kind of makes it more competitive, and it's pretty cool. It's $99, and yeah, it's cool. It's pretty cool. I enjoy it, so I wanted to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, and the fuel band's a little bit more. I think it's $150, $149 for the fuel band.
Yeah.
These things are still kind of steeply priced, but that's just because they're not really taking off yet.
You know, but if you want a little extra something that kind of help you get motivated, I think it's definitely something to look into.
So. Nice. Excellent.
Cool. How about why don't we go into the official TV talk?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to sing a theme, or did anyone want to go glug, glug, glug? Or
I think all right. Yeah.
All right, TV then. Let's do that. Fringe. Fringe is over, Rob.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah, no, I'm fine. I don't get that emotionally attached to TV shows. But you know what? I enjoyed it. You know, it was definitely a lot of fan service this last season, but I think that's what it needed, you know? I mean, as you know, someone who can be critical of something, like, yeah, maybe I wish there was maybe some twist to it or something clever, but it pretty much everything happened as expected. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I mean, it's a show that's about the characters, and I thought they've done a really great job of making you really feel for the character. So I do like how they have kind of touched on things from past seasons, even from season one in this season. I mean, that's cool. So it makes, you know, things are relevant. It's not just like, oh, let's forget everything that happened and here's something right. new. So I did really like that. And, but you know, I thought it was a nice fitting end to the show.
I thought so. I think they wrapped it up really nicely. It didn't feel rushed at all. I thought it was it wasn't, like you say, there was no big, huge twist or anything like that.
Yeah.
But it was what we wanted to see in the end, I think.
It's what the fans were. Yeah, I mean, if something would have happened, like, people would have been pissed or, you know, whatever. So it's just kind of what it needed, especially basically the only reason I had this last season was because of the fans. So it was only right that they got, you know, their happy ending, you know?
Mm-hmm. All right, yeah. So I'm of the camp who people who stopped giving a shit about that show like a season and a half ago. I think we all know the point in which many people dropped off. Is it too late to talk about what happened? Is that spoilery?
I don't care.
You know what? Yeah, let's talk about it.
Give me the rundown. How did it end?
Well, do you know about what happened this past season? Because it's kind of very different.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay, so, I mean, so, you know,
they're not in their regular time in this season.
Well, it's a slightly, yeah, I mean, so the observers invaded their, we found out that they froze themselves in amber, so it's years later, and in the future when, you know, the observers are running everything, and basically Walter hid in all different places plans to defeat them. So the whole season is kind of finding different tapes and finding pieces to this, to whatever this plan is to you know, defeat them. Trying to think on how to explain. All right, so. Basically,
Okay, Fringe spoilers. Fringe spoilers. Yeah. You don't want to hear them.
I really don't want to spoil it, spoilers. So I want to give everyone.
Yeah.
Oh, damn, I'm blanking on that. What's the kid's name?
Not David. Was it David?
Was it Michael? Michael?
Michael David?
Holy shit.
I'm like
blank. And he's fucking bald.
Oh, shit.
Jesus Christ. We just solved it right there.
It was him after all. No, it was Michael. Sorry, Mike. Shoot, what the hell was it? So the like observer kid who appeared in a previous season. Do you remember that, Boston? There was like a child. Like a bald child.
Was that season one?
It was a while
ago. I've only seen season one, and it was a bald kid that like didn't talk or something.
I guess that was okay, cool. So the kid is back into play. So there was a cool episode where like Walter goes to this like pocket in the like it's like not another universe, but it's like a pocket, and finds clues and eventually leads to this kid. So
it's inside of like a hotel.
Yeah, that was
like
a really,
an apartment building.
That was a really cool episode. I like that one.
Yeah, that was neat. Yeah, so they are pretty much the essence of what the whole entire season was them putting together the clues to build this machine to reset time.
So, yeah, basically it ended up being like...
Wait, they had to build a second machine?
Oh, sort of. I mean, so the plan involves time travel. Another big thing is that you find out that this character, Donald, that they're trying to find, and they find him... And it turns out that Donald is actually September, who is stripped of all his you know little observer thingy. So he becomes more human. So he's got hair and everything. And he's
that was interesting. To see that,
that was right? That was cool to see him back. So then it's also further revealed that Donald September is the father of this child. So this child is an anomaly of the observer. So he has all of the the high function thinking, but also has the emotion. But what happened, the observers is that they kept modifying themselves so much that they got rid of all of their emotion. So, you know, in favor of, you know, higher brain function. So this kid is an anomaly and he's got basically forgotten about. So they figure out there's a point in time where, the point in time where they once and for all get rid of the emotional feelings when they're making observers. So the plan is to, if you bring this kid there and they see this kid, they'll see that they don't have to get rid of emotion to get this higher brain function. And if they do that, then the observers would never have become what they were and they would never invade. So that's the plan. And the machine that they're building is basically opens a wormhole to get them to that point in time. Maybe a little bumps on the way, but eventually, you know, they do just that. And they, you know, you see Walter ends up walking the kid. Donald gets killed. Olivia, an enemy observer who's been kind of the villain the whole season. Olivia finally gets her powers back and crushes them with cars, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
Basically Walter walks the kid through the wormhole and it's explained that he becomes a paradox. So he's going to cease to exist from that point on. So, and the whole point is that, Olivia and Peter's kid, their daughter, died during this. it's a lot to explain.
Now I'm sorry I asked.
Yeah. No. Anyway, if you watched it, you know.
it's not as silly as it sounds, but there's a lot that goes on, but it.
I'm just so upset because I loved that show. I really, really did. Like, it was one of my favorite shows. Like, I had such a blast with Fringe for the first few seasons. I just I wish it could have kept me, but it didn't.
Well, what point did you stop?
Well, I don't even know what season numbers they were, but when, you know, the whole thing when they built that big ass, you know, Da Vinci like machine where Peter had to jump into and the whole thing, like that season, I was like, this is gonna get better, it's gonna get better, it's gonna get better, and the way that it ended, I was just like, oh no, and then I stopped watching. It just, it went for such a different turn than the show was originally grounded to be. Mm. Like, I don't know. And people love it. I'm not hating on people who love Fringe. Like, it's your thing, right? But I just, for me, it lost me. It was a show that I really was disappointed in losing because it was one of those shows that I stuck behind. And I was like, this is going to be fantastic, you know? But, yeah, it lost me. It really, really lost me.
Mm. I mean, fair enough. I mean, you know, I enjoyed it for what it was. It was a fun ride.
Like, did they ever answer the whole green and red lights thing? Did that ever come up?
Green and red lights thing. Oh, they actually, you know what? They do touch, you know, I don't know the answer to that, but that green and red lights show up again.
That's cool.
There was one really cool sequence where they use all of the fringe events from the first and second seasons to, against the observers to, like, as they're, you know, trying to get to this time machine or what this piece that they need. So they're like using all like the, you know, releasing all the gases and stuff. So you see, like, you know, the observers with, like, they had the, that like squid thing that comes out of them, out of the chest and stuff. And like,
that was gross.
It was cool to see them use like that stuff from early on.
Yeah.
Against them. That was a really cool sequence, but it is cool that they kind of just, they tried to wrap it to the, you know, the beginning in.
Yeah. I mean, even bringing back, I can't remember his name. Well, Broyles and they brought back some characters. It was too bad Nina wasn't in the finale.
Yeah,
I mean,
I understand
why, but it was too bad that
they worked in the red verse in the last episode, which is cool.
Yeah, that was neat.
Yeah,
yeah. So there you go.
So yeah, I mean, it was a lot of fan service, but I think it's what it needed really for that last season. So, and for what it was pretty enjoyable.
Okay. So did you watch The Following?
I watched it. Yes.
Yeah, I watched it. Yeah. I watched 3/4 of it. And then we started recording.
Oh.
So I don't know what happens at the very, very end.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, well, there you go.
Well, what do you think of what you watched?
I think it's really good, and I can't wait to watch the rest of it. And I hope it turns out to be what it's laying out. Like, yeah. I hope it can do what it's promising.
Yeah. I mean, I really enjoyed it, too. I mean, I kind of feel like for Kevin Bacon to make that jump into, you know, join a TV series, I feel like he must have liked what they were going to do with it. So,
yeah,
it's really promising. It was really creepy, and I thought it was really good. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's got Sean Ashmore in it.
Yeah,
and there's some episodes with Maggie Grace in them. So, yeah, should be interesting to see what they do with it.
Like, you saw it at Comic-Con, right?
Yeah, I did. I loved it. It was the best thing I saw there.
Mm.
Yeah, it looks really, really interesting.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, no, I thought it was great. I, you know, it's good to see quality people on TV. You know,
yeah, totally. Yeah,
yeah. But that's been a trend for a while now.
Mm. Yeah. So
you know, like if someone like Kevin Bacon, like you say, if Kevin Bacon's picked up a project, then
I
mean, high hopes.
I can't imagine him just being like, nope, let's give it a shot. You know, especially
I need some cash.
Especially, yeah. I mean, especially since, you know, shows are, it's so easy for shows to get canceled. You know.
Yeah.
These days, so he must have had, you know, he must have liked what he saw.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, and his wife, she did The Closer or whatever.
Right. Right.
So maybe he saw her experience, and you know, get older. Maybe you don't want to do a movie. I don't know how long does it take to do a movie. You know, as opposed to doing a TV show on a regular basis.
Yep.
But it looks pretty good. I'm happy about it. I checked out Wild Things with Dominic Monaghan.
Oh, how is that?
You know, it made me miss Lost a little bit for the first time ever. Because at one point, it was the first episode, he's in, basically it's an animal show with Dominic Monaghan. So, I mean, he was a little over the top.
Oh, it's not like an adventure show? It's more of an animal?
It's an adventure slash animal show.
Oh, okay. We'll have to check that one out.
It's kind of like Wild Boys minus Steve-O. Or minus Party Boy. It's kind of like that, but a little toned down. But I liked it, you know. But when I saw him trekking through the jungle, I'm like, oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember when you used to walk through the jungle, and it was entertaining. But no, I liked it. I dug it. He's got a good personality. It works well. It's on BBC America. I'll check it. I'll keep checking it out. It's not anything like, appointment viewing, but probably like Sunday morning viewing for me when I have quiet time.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I saw that one, but we haven't checked that out.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was weird how they did the preview for it. They did on Saturday. They did a 45-minute preview of the hour show.
Oh,
I'm like, well, that's not like there was only 15 minutes left. Just show me the whole damn show at this point. And it was only going to be on Tuesday, so it's not like this was months in advance and you had to wait. You know, like 3 days before they showed 3/4 of the episode and then didn't show you the last 15 minutes.
That's a good way to annoy people into not watching your show.
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah, that's odd.
It was definitely different.
Okay.
As far as that, you know, that part of it goes. But yeah, no, I liked it. If you like Dominic Monaghan, I'd say check it out.
Yeah, he's an interesting fella.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he said some interesting things on, like that whole thing with him and.
Oh yeah, and Drunky McDrunk.
And Drunky McDrunk, yeah, weird. Weird to speak out publicly about something like that. I was going to say, do we want to play the feedback now? Shocking. Because the
I think I just work too much. Hey guys, it's Jess.
Hello. I plugged in my phone while I was setting up something.
Let's just play it then.
Stop just playing.
No, fuck you, Michaela. Really well. I'm Holy playing shit. It. I don't care what you say. I'm doing it my way. Shut your mouth.
Jess has some feedback, I believe, about the following.
Yeah, and I plugged my phone in as I was setting it up. Sorry about that.
Hey, guys, it's Jess in Atlanta here. I'm finally sending in some feedback, although I swear I've been listening to this podcast for a good little while now. I was pretty behind, but I did manage to catch up. Well, for the most part, I actually still haven't listened to the last episode. Shocking.
They're kind of long.
I think I just work too much. I think that's become my problem in these last few months. Anyways, so I'm going to send in some feedback. This might get a little long, so I'm going to go ahead and apologize for that in advance. And also, I wanted to wish Michaela a happy belated birthday. I know that was a few weeks ago, but I sort of missed it. So I just wanted to say happy birthday, Michaela. And now, moving on, I watched the premiere of The Following, and that was really mostly what I wanted to talk about. So first things first, holy shit. That was like totally amazing and demented and like, I knew it was going to be really good and twisted and dark, but seriously, that they took things to kind of a whole new level than I was really expecting, especially in a 9 p.m. slot on Fox. So I don't really want to go into too many spoilers. I'm assuming you guys are going to be talking about this, but I don't know. I figured I'll just kind of keep it spoiler-free. I loved how everything ties in with Edgar Allan Poe. I mean, I really kind of thought, like, from the trailer that that's totally where they were going with this. But I think it's just amazing. Like, I love Edgar Allan Poe. Like, I think this is fantastic that they're working this into a TV show this way. And that, you know, it's going to be kind of, you know, more of like a cult situation. I don't think that's really too spoilery. But, I loved everything about this premiere, so I'm incredibly excited for this season. I hope you guys are talking about this because I'm really, really interested to hear your thoughts. For the most part, the shows you guys have been talking about on the show, I'm not really current on or don't really watch. So I think this will be kind of cool to actually be a part of something my friends are actually talking about. So that'd be cool. Let's see what else. So that's pretty much it. I mean, I just think this show is going to be phenomenal. So I'm very excited for the rest of the season. And let's see. I also saw Gangster Squad this past weekend, if anyone else saw that. And I thought that was a lot of fun. Like, I was kind of looking forward to that. It was pretty action-packed, and it was really entertaining. I mean, it had a lot of, like, witty kind of comments that, you know, that made me laugh, and I always love it when they kind of work stuff like that into the dialogue, where it's supposed to be a more serious movie, but you're still kind of chuckling all the way through it. So that's pretty much my most recent media experiences. I think a lot of the TV shows that I'm watching, I don't think you guys are really watching. You talk a lot of Walking Dead, but unfortunately, I'm a bit behind on that one, so I kind of just skip through those parts of the podcast. But other than that, I mean, I think I love the podcast. You guys are super entertaining. You guys always have me laughing, so it's a nice entertainment on my way home from work when I'm sitting in traffic and trying not to scream and yell at the other drivers around me and this stupid Atlanta traffic. Ugh, I hate people that drive here. But anyways, I've done enough rambling, so yeah, I'll just talk to you guys later. Cheers.
Thank you so much, Jess. That's so awesome feedback.
Can I give Jess some feedback on her feedback?
Yes, yeah. Do so.
Where the fuck was that during media junk?
Oh, yes, that's right.
I beg for that, Chris. I beg for feedback.
Dude, that shit's ridiculous. We shamelessly plug. You heard Rob at the end of every show. Please call us.
Just like that, yeah.
And every week you would just get Tim singing a song.
Like this girl was legit. That was phenomenal. Audio quality, impeccable. Like, she had some great thought behind her feedback. And I knew she listened to Media Junkyard, but we never got feedback like that.
Yeah, I think we might have gotten, like, little ones here and there, but I don't think anything that long.
Dude, that's better than some of the hosts in our fucking show, for crying out loud.
It was excellent feedback.
Very excellent feedback. You know, I wanted to talk to you guys about Gangster Squad. I haven't seen it yet, but I know of a couple of people who have seen it. One person loved it, and another guy who's a good friend of mine, who I hold his opinions in very high regard, said it was the worst movie he ever saw, and he wanted to leave halfway through.
Wow.
He said that Brolin was, like, totally mailing it in through the entire movie, but he was highly unimpressed with that film. And I was wondering if anybody else has seen it. I kind of still want to see it just because I love the idea of the story.
Yeah.
But I want some really bad things.
Yeah. I mean, it's gotten really bad reviews in general. Yeah. Like, I still kind of, I don't know, I want to see it. It looks like it's fun. And I love Emma Stone. Like, love Emma Stone.
Oh, so. Of course.
Yeah. I mean, even if it sucks, at least I get to see Emma Stone. So it's okay.
Sure.
You know. I would still like to kind of catch it, but I don't know. I heard bad things.
Maybe a video release.
Yeah. Well, like Movie Pass. Hello.
Movie Pass. Yeah, for you. Shit.
Yeah, totally. And then actually, with her movie 43 comes out soon, which I was kind of intrigued. That looked kind of funny.
Oh yeah, that looks interesting.
Yeah.
The movie everybody is in.
Yeah, it has so many cameos in there. It's got to be fun. I don't know. We'll see. We kind of got when's like the next big movie coming out? Like, I don't think there's anything really coming out for a bit.
Well, dude, you know, speaking of movies, you know who the hardest man in Hollywood, hardest working hardest man?
Hardest
no,
man
but
in
I
Hollywood.
I could do some research and get back to you.
David
that's
Duchovny.
Funny. hardest man, hardest working man in Hollywood, as I meant to say, is Mark Wahlberg, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, this guy is on a fucking roll. So what was he just in recently? He just came out with his movie with Russell Crowe. What was the name of the movie? Oh. It just came out last week.
Oh, shoot.
That movie. You know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
So I was listening to a recent radio interview he did locally here in Boston. You know, this is his hometown, so he comes back every once in a while. So he was saying how he needed to slim down for that role because the director wanted him to be smaller. So he finished filming that, and then he immediately went into Michael Bay's movie that he's got coming out with The Rock, to which he had to completely beef up to like 230-something pounds of just muscle. to which he then had to slim down a little bit again because he's starting to film Transformers 4 in May. Simultaneous to that, he's going to be filming Ted 2.
Right, yeah.
And while all this is going on, he's also producing a family documentary about Wahlburgers, which is a burger joint that his brother opened up in Dorchester, Massachusetts. So that's why he was in town. He's actually filming a documentary. So this dude, like, does this dude ever have like time to do anything but make movies? That's my question. But he's actually made some pretty good films recently, so I'm looking forward to seeing all of them.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, no, and he's so good looking. How can you go wrong? I mean, he's a hard worker, and
he's the hardest man in Hollywood.
I mean, he's the hardest man in Hollywood. Yeah, yeah, he's a sweetheart. Yeah. Has anyone seen anything about Hansel and Gretel Witch Hunters?
That looks awful.
Oh, dude, I have it on my computer. I watched the first like 10 minutes of it. And I literally almost threw up.
Oh, it looks horrendous. Holy shit, it looks so bad.
Like, it looked not, but you know, it was gruesome, dude. Like, oh, really? There's an overweight woman who is being held captive, and she like ran out and she fell down into a ditch and broke her leg. But they decided to get really theatrical about it and show the protruding bone sticking out of her leg, and she gets captured by this shadowed beast. You can't really tell what it is. And then it shows her getting put into an oven, right? And then being dressed with various different vegetables and in cooking herbs as she's about to be burned alive, like Hansel and Gretel style. It looks to be one of the most like gruesome movies I've ever seen. But that was the first like opening 5 minutes of the movie. So I might watch it. I've got it on my computer.
I will watch it when it comes to my TV.
I'll mail in a feedback session and try to do one up Justin Atlanta.
We should do that from now on. We should review the feedback.
Ooh. Yeah, the there
feedback,
you go.
Feedback. That'd be fun.
Perfect. Well, I'm with her. I'm all in on the following. So yeah, we'll be.
Yeah,
talking
no,
about
absolutely.
It.
I can't wait to talk about it next episode
when Michaela finishes. She only had the preview.
We'll have, like,
I can't wait to finish it. The last 15 minutes. Okay, you know what time it is, don't you?
I do.
Austin, are you ready? It's time for Michaela's Got Questions.
Oh. Ooh.
Okay, so I don't know. This is the portion of the show where I ask you questions, so I hope you got your answers ready. Have you studied?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, I have an admission to make here, and if anybody would like to help me, that would be helpful. I, by accident, deleted Michaela's Got Questions.
Oh no.
Oh, you know what I can't do. Fuck.
So I rewrote as many as I could remember. Remember that I do drink quite a lot. So I have as many as my brain can hold. So if I forgot any, or if you want to add any, you just send me some feedback, a little feedback. I love it. And I will add your question to Michaela's Got Questions. There you go. Anyway. Let's go, Boston. Are you a fan of movies or television?
Movies.
Okay. What's your favorite movie?
The Goonies.
Okay. What is your favorite television show, current and of all time?
Favorite television show as of current would be The Walking Dead. Of all time, Lost.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you a bigger fan of Star Trek or Star Wars?
Star Wars.
If you were a superhero, who would you be?
Superman.
Superman, okay. What did you want to be when you grew up?
I don't know. Baseball player.
Okay. Do you believe in alien life?
Absolutely.
Okay. Do you play an instrument?
Not anymore.
What did you used to play?
For like 2 weeks.
The tuba?
The guitar.
Oh, the guitar. I thought you said for 2 weeks you played the tuba. That would have been way funnier, Chris. If you had a superpower, what would your superpower be?
Flight.
Okay. And the final Michaela's Got Question I have for you is, what is your favorite swear word?
Fuck.
Nice. Thank you for answering Michaela's God questions.
I just put myself into.
You what?
I get like this whole like you know psychological analysis is gonna be kicked back to me telling how much of a horrible being I am. No. All I want is fucking fly.
It's a fucking Superman complex.
Nothing wrong with that. Okay, so does anyone else have anything else they would like to discuss?
No.
Can't think of anything.
Okay.
Hold off till next time.
Boston, it's been really, really nice having you as a guest. And you complete our full house of media junkyard.
Yeah, actually.
I'm Bob Saget of that full house. you know what? I really do thank you, too, because it's been a lot of fun. I remember it was about a month ago, or I don't even know how long ago, when you Facebook messaged me asking if I wanted to jump on. And I was like, hell yeah, dude. I think it'd be a lot of fun. So it was good to jump on the show. And I would be remiss if I didn't say that it may not be the last time you hear Rob and myself sing a podcast recording in the very near future. As there might be a reunion of sorts in the making.
That is fantastic news.
Yeah. I saw that was possible this week.
Yeah, I totally fucked it up.
Yeah, you almost recorded twice this week.
Yep. Yeah, it was, the reason why I postponed was because of me. So it will happen, but the date is to be determined.
Fantastic. Okay, well, you can send us your questions and your comments. You can send feedback, just to, like Jess in Atlanta did. Mm-hmm. You can send us your movie reviews, your television reviews, anything you want to talk about, any catfish in your life. You can send that information to us, and we will play it on the interwebs on our show. And you can send that to Chatter at chatterboxpodcast.com. You can find us on the internet at chatterboxpodcast.com. You can find me on the Tweety at August95.
I'm Rob Venger.
I'm Manti Te'o.
Chris?
Oh, I'm Chris in Boston.
Nice and easy, nice and easy.
I'm Red Mike.
He is. With a D.
Yeah, with a D. Yeah.
Red with a D. Mike D, yes.
All right, well, you are more than welcome to join us anytime you feel like podcasting, Boston.
I appreciate the invite. This will not be the last time, for sure.
Fantastic.
Excellent. Excellent.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
All right. Till next time.
Bye.